Inquisitors in disguise. I don't think I've heard of that, Archibald said. Gazing worriedly at the look on my face, he added, Which means nothing. It is selection bias. Inquisitors who can't be distinguished from the general populace would, of course, go unnoticed and unremarked on. Somehow I didn't find that very comforting. They have to move about somehow, Archibald insisted. It never occurred to me to wonder how, exactly. They can't very well have their own special aircraft and trains, can they? Much more sensible for them to put on normal clothing and buy a ticket just like anyone else. I would guess that they happened to come in from the aerodrome just as your tour was beginning, and decided on the spur of the moment to tag along so that they could view the statues in the rotunda, which anyone would want to see.
Your words make sense, but I still feel burned.
Burned?
Yeah. That Varex tricked me into saying things I'd never have said to an Inquisitor.
Then why on earth did you say them to a total stranger? This wasn't helpful. I threw him a look. What did you say that was so bad? He tried.
Nothing, I concluded, after I had thought about it for a while. I mean, I probably sounded very HTW, very Adharian. If Varax is a Prokian, he hates me now.
But that is still within normal limits. There are whole orders that have prospered for thousands of years saying much more ridiculous things without running afoul of the Inquisition.
I know that, I said.
Looking across the meadow, I happened to see Corlandon and several others of the new circle getting in position to rehearse a carol that they would sing tonight. From 100 feet away, I could see them grinning and exchanging handshakes. I could smell their confidence as if I were a dog.
I want it to be like that.
Not like the crusty Adharian theoricians carrying on bitter debates about the vector sums on the vertices of the canopy struts.
When I say burned, maybe what I'm getting at is that I burned my bridge. What I said to Varax is going to get repeated to Sur Trestinus and then filter down to the rest of her lot.
You're afraid the new circle won't want you for Eliger?
That is correct.
You can avoid the stink, then. Better for you.
What stink, Archibald?
The stink that's going to permeate this place when most of our crop join the Adharians. The new circle and the reformed old Fanians are going to be left with floor sweepings. Trying to seem casual, I looked around to be sure that we were not in earshot of any of the fids Archibald considered to be floor sweepings. But the only person nearby was the primeval Grand Fra Mentaxon, shuffling around, waiting for a purpose, but too proud to ask for one. I approached him with the gnawed table-opening codex of Fra Bolo and asked him to translate it. He couldn't have been more ready. Archibald and I left him to it and trudged back toward the minster for the next table.
What makes you think that's going to happen? I said.
Orlo has been talking to many of us, not just you, Archibald said.
Recruiting us?
Corlandon recruits, which is why we don't trust him. Orlo simply talks and lets us draw our own conclusions.